Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So we're enjoying things in Milwaukee. They're enjoying things in Chicago. Matt Spiegel joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Longtime host at 670 The Score. Does their hit and run show on Sundays. I'm going to do like a 90-minute little guest spot down there. Uncle Barty going down to Chicago to infiltrate. And Matt, that's kind of what you're going to have to deal with. Is me throwing out wild assumptions based on, you know, 5-10 innings of play. So I'm looking forward to interacting with you a little bit in front of the Chicago audience on Sunday.
You know, I'm familiar with the wild animal that is the talk show host. So the wild proclamations are not something I'm going to be shocked by. But I understand why on that first Friday night of Brewers and Cubs, you would say that this division is over, because it looked absurdly bleak for the Cubs, and I was starting to entertain ideas, things to do on the Sunday show, like, all right, what do we do if the Cubs are terrible? Let's see. If you don't watch the games and you decided to pick a hobby, how good could you get at the hobby by the end of the year? You know, like if you played piano for an hour during Cubs games instead of actually watching the games, how good could you get? But instead, they have bounced back, and after the first 11 games of the season, from that point forward, they have both the best bullpen ERA in baseball and the best starting pitcher ERA in baseball. And yeah, it's remarkable. The starters you could have predicted, because there's a bunch of veterans there who just know what they're doing. But the bullpen bouncing back with the quality that it has, even though they're down a couple of guys, is pretty remarkable.
But you didn't think they were going to continue to struggle, did you? I mean, they were 2-7. And it's like, man, that team has got too much talent, and you know, Bryant was struggling, and he's turned it around. Although, you know, the starting pitching, Darvish continues to struggle, but you didn't think that 2-7 trend was going to continue, did you?
No, I mean, I didn't think they were going to be that bad. So, yeah. But the idea that the bullpen was just going to be a disaster, we all thought that was the case the entire offseason, and they added Brad Brock, and that's it. They, you know, we knew that they needed more. And they just didn't do it. And they were saying that the money was completely maxed out, and all of the changes they made over the offseason were kind of internal and personal ones, like changing the habits and changing the communication and changing the coaching staff and changing the strategy, like really trying to coach these guys up after falling short last year. But it seems to have worked very well in terms of getting the most out of everybody. One of their big concentrations was situational hitting, which is not a new message, of course, but they worked on it very carefully, very diligently in spring training, especially. Joe Maddon was given a mandate to become more involved, and you know, the former roving hitting instructor of the Angels for years and years under Mike Socia knows what he's doing as a hitting instructor. So now he's been involved. And you look down, and they have the best OPS with runners on base in baseball. They have the best OPS with runners in scoring position on baseball. They're hitting to the opposite field at an absurdly good rate, and not just Javi Baez, but everybody can hit to the opposite field. They're choking up and going to that B hack, that B swing with two strikes. They're playing a very selfless brand of offensive baseball that's working very well.
Talking with Matt Spiegel here of 670 The Score, Chuck and Winkler on The Fan. You can catch both stations on the radio.com app worldwide for free. We had been speculating for years that, all right, the Cubs, they're going to be players in the Manny Machado sweepstakes or even the Bryce Harper sweepstakes. And then the last, like, 6 months, I mean, you guys have had plenty to talk about because it's been a lot of off-field stuff. It's been, well, now we're broke. We can't spend anymore. And now Madden's got to have all these rules and the whole Addison Russell controversy and then whatever happened down there this week with a fan. It's just, there's so, it's like, with the way the franchise seems to be, and almost their reluctance to want to keep Joe Maddon, there's so much off-the-field kind of noise, it seems like that they almost need a really good season to keep the direction of the franchise on track because there's so much going else on around them.
Well, it's an interesting way to say it. But, yeah, this is the price of doing business as a big boy, right? As soon as they started to play in the stratospheric heights of the big market behemoths like the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Dodgers started to spend like that, it was like, okay, now the pressure's on. And then they won right away. Right away they won. And just like after 2004, and Theo Epstein has lived through it now twice, the fan base changes, the atmosphere changes, and everything becomes so big. Like the pressure when a player is doing poorly or when a team has 95 wins and falls one game short of the division like the Cubs did last year. The pressure and the way that it feels. I wrote something at the end of last year that said, sustained success never felt so empty. Because that was the goal, was sustained success. Last year counts as sustained success, as 95 wins and a wild card appearance, but it felt like a disaster. This is what it's like to, and this is what you wanted. This is what Cub fans have dreamed of, is being a real player every year and having a window like this and being in it every year. But this was a very, very big year in the winning window, and it still is, because if you're bad or even just below mediocre, you have to have the guts to go backwards sometimes, right? Like the Yankees did when they traded away Andrew Miller and Aroldis Chapman, and they restocked their farm system, and they took a breath, and then they re-signed some guys, and here they are back to being the Yankees. So, I mean, that was one of the storylines, too. You're writing that the division is over, and guys down here are talking about what are they going to do at the trade deadline? Who are they going to sell at the trade deadline? But that has changed, and this team now has an air about it, which is really reminiscent of 2016.
Boy, Matt, you mentioned game 163. That was like the greatest day of my life, or at least one of them. That's
a low bar. I feel bad for your life.
I feel like
there should be more that's higher than that. Reminds me of when the defensive coordinator of the Bears now, the former head coach of the Indianapolis Colts, when he re-signed, Chuck Pagano, when he re-signed his contract, he said, "This is the greatest day of my life." He had just beaten cancer like 2 years ago.
Yeah, you're right.
Before that.
Well,
come on.
You haven't been a Milwaukee sports fan like I have and have 30 years of futility, man.
Well, you know, see, here's the thing. Last year, the Brewers passed the Cubs. You know, I picked the Brewers to win the division and Cubs to be the wild card. But it's, you know, last year when the Brewers did that, it felt like what the Cubs did to the Cardinals in 2015 when the Cubs beat the Cardinals in that playoff series. Then every year since, the Cubs have been better than the Cardinals. They've knocked them out of playoff contention. Last year was like, oh, boy, the Brewers have caught up to the big boy. And, you know, Craig Counsell is phenomenal at what he does, using that bullpen the way he does. I know they've struggled a bit this year, but he seems to have the ship righted and just – you know, your roster is loaded. So, but the Cubs have a bunch of guys who know what the hell they're doing in that rotation and at the plate. And now, some people who've been bad over the past year, year and a half, have really woken up. Talking about Jason Hayward and Wilson Contreras. And if that lineup is this deep, then good luck.
All right, I'm just going through the. We're talking to Matt Spiegel here, 670 The Score. I'll be on the Hit and Run show with him on Sunday. There's a checklist. Whenever we talk to a Cubs guy, there's a checklist that we go through. So,
did I hit him?
Well, we got one more, I think, because we got Joe Maddon question was done. pitching question. Chuck, I think you asked that one. We talked about the money. Oh, yeah, we got one more. Do the Cubs fans consider the Cubs-Brewers series a rivalry?
Oh, massive. Huge. enormous. I mean,
because we're always like, it's the big rivalry, and then we always hear, oh, you're like the mosquito that just bothers us.
Not anymore. You won the division last year. It's the real deal, and it was the real deal last year. I mean, I remember when Wade Davis and others were beating the Brewers on, you know, and it still felt like, oh, isn't that adorable? The Brewers are trying, and they're not really there, and Ryan Braun is getting booed in his own stadium, and it's Wrigley North, and they're putting ticket restrictions, which you're still doing, on Illinois fans. Like, don't buy our tickets. Well, you buy them first, is my response to that, but...
I hate that, you know, too. That's a dumb, right? that's a dumb thing they're doing.
That's small time. Be better than that. Be striving. You know, it's like the Nashville Predators did it to the Blackhawks. You know, it's, I mean, come on. But anyway, yeah, we used to laugh at the Brewers and look down. We can't anymore, and we don't. And it is absolutely as big a rivalry right now as the Cardinals. I mean, this homestand has been circled all year. And I worked with a former Score guy who's now a St. Louis radio guy, Chris Ranji, last week on Hit and Run to talk Cardinals and Cubs. And Bart, I'm looking forward to working with you on Sunday, talk Brewers and Cubs. I mean, this is as good as it gets. We don't have the Milwaukee Bucks. We didn't pick Giannis 15th. We picked a bunch of jamokes, and we have the worst front office in the NBA. So we need the Cubs around here.
Yeah, yeah. I'll talk basketball with you. I haven't watched a Brewer game in like 3 weeks.
They got their six NBA titles, though, man. I think they're good to go for a while.
Hey, no, we were not. That was a long time ago, all right? And then we had Derrick Rose, and we beat the Heat in that one game in the five-game series. Remember that? That was great. Yeah, and then he got hurt, and it's just been an absolute crap show ever since.
Hey, one thing's guaranteed with the Brewers coming down to Wrigley in April and May, it's going to be sub-zero temperatures for all three of these games.
Why is it?
Yeah, it's going to be cold, man. It's going to be freezing out there.
Well, you know, you'll have to toughen up. You can't be inside watching hoops in a T-shirt. You know, grow a pair and sit in the stands at Wrigley and enjoy yourself. We don't have a roof we can close. Apologies.
Matt Spiegel, 670 The Score, the Hit and Run show. I'll be on that with him on Sunday. Appreciate it. We will see you in a couple days, Matt.
Thanks, Speaks.
All right, Bart, I enjoyed this, so let's go ahead and keep Sunday on the books.
Oh, thank God. This was the audition.
Oh, if you failed it?
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Better back to Ranji.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. Matt Spiegel joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.